I think quality is the only place to compete on social media right now. There's so many people trying to do it. Literally hundreds of thousands of people trying to be content creators, millions. And they're all posting like 3 times a day because that's what Gary Vee tells you to do. So if you're trying to compete on quantity, you're never going to win. The only other way to do it, though, is to compete on quality. And that's what we focus on. And that's what we've seen incredible client success with.
Why do you think we fall into this volume trap?
We think it's easier to just do more and that there's got to be like a brute force way out. But also because that's what the big guys do. Don't get me wrong. I love taking inspiration from the Hormozis, from the Cardones. Like, those guys are great. But they have $100,000 media teams that are supporting the 6 a day posting efforts. And if you don't have that kind of investment available, it might not be the best strategy. So I think that taking inspiration from the best creators with a grain of salt and putting it into context is really important.
I think it's really interesting if you look at actually what got those creators popular and successful in the first place, it was an obsession with quality and it was an obsession with making sure that the content is just like absolutely insane. Like if you look at some of Hormozy's old videos, like with the iPad, and they're just like university level lectures just delivered in such a valuable way without bells and whistles. And that's kind of what put him on the map.
Yeah, they look at the bells and whistles that Hormozy has now and they're like, that's definitely the bells and whistles that are getting them views. When in reality, there's like a decade of sales experience and a multi-million dollar business behind it that supports the whole thing and makes it possible. And that's really the key.
So you guys have like billions of views across your whole portfolio. You've got an amazing community on School. You've a very, very successful high ticket program as well. What brought you guys to School and how do you guys use it?
We made the jump over to School before even the School games and all that. We were trying to have a free community to kind of have a lead nurture aspect. And the whole mentality that you can, you know, provide something for free if it's actually free to distribute. So we had our entire course free on School to thousands and thousands of people. And it got to be overwhelming because there were so many people in there. And so the decision came to be, well, do we hire a community manager, you know, someone from the Philippines, $20,000 a year to manage all these people and keep the community high quality, which is what we wanted for lead nurture? Or what else could we do to make sure that we keep the trolls out and have a really high value place for the people that convert into our 5- and 6-figure offers? And rather than trying to add more complexity to the problem by adding another employee, by adding more systems, more SOPs and processes, we just thought, like, how could we remove something from this equation and get an even better result? So what we did is we removed like 95% of our members by adding a paywall. And that little paywall not only didn't cost us $20,000 a year to have a community manager, it's actually making us $20,000 per month in new monthly recurring revenue.
Right.
Meaning over a year, it's tens and tens of thousands of dollars in monthly recurring revenue that we're going to have simply because instead of complicating the process further, we try to simplify it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really, really good point. And I think it's important that you talk about this because the School community, because we've just experienced like a huge influx of members thanks to Hormozy and the games, is there's a lot of interest and a lot of pushing people towards a free community. And a free community is amazing and get as many people in there as possible, but maybe not enough conversations about the complexities and the realities of having a group with just thousands and thousands of people in there. Making that transition from free to paid, did you basically just say to people like, look, this has become a paid. If you want to stay here, this is what it's going to cost? Or how did you go about that process?
It's a good question. We didn't just put a paywall in there because that sounds kind of lame. We actually added a lot more value to the community. So now we have almost daily group coaching calls with our coaches that have millions of followers, billions of views. Seriously, it's insane how much access they get to some of the best people in the content creation space. We also have a lot more Q&A within the community. So the coaches are actually in there. And yes, they're working for our 5- and 6-figure clients, but they're also responding to questions in the community there. And if you wanted to be a part of that interactive community, instead of just having access to a course, now there's a paywall. And it took a VA like 12 hours to DM every single one of our, I think it was 3,000 members, letting them know that we'll be making the switch to paid. And if they want the switch, they can let me know. If not, they'll just be kicked out at the end of the month.
Yeah, we were chatting before recording there about with or without you energy. And that's from a guy in London called Daniel Priestley. And he talks about just if you carry like a lot of scarcity around you, we're just like, please stay in our community. Like, please, please, please. This is what's going to cost. Or like, please sign up to our high ticket program. You know, we really want you to do this. That energy is like so unattractive to people. Whereas if you take the mentality of like, this is what we're doing, we're going to do it. Would you like to be a part of it? And I see that actually a lot in a lot of your sales videos and even your copy and things like that. It's like, we're doing this awesome thing. We have a killer team behind us. If you'd like to be a part of it, we're going this way. Do you want to come with us?
Yeah. And I'll say the thing about that is you really have to mean it. Like, I was not playing around when I was going to kick out 3,000 members. And we actually did. And it was incredible. The few people that swapped on over, they're getting tons of value from all the new stuff that we're doing. And the people that didn't, they watched the course and they were happy with it and went on their way.
Are you finding that that approach with the paid community, is it successfully ascending people into your high ticket offer? Or is it more so allowing you to serve a demographic of people who maybe can't afford your high ticket right now?
I don't care about any of the money I make on school. Honestly, the 15,000 or so that we're at right now, 16,000, I think, and 20,000 that we're going to make in monthly recurring revenue is a drop in the bucket compared to even a single conversion that we have from our paid community into our high ticket offer. And we have had, I'll say, multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars in contract revenue made this month alone. It's the 21st of the month. From that paid community, because people come in, you know, they're big business owners. Their time is valuable. They don't want to go through the whole VSL setter closer sales process where it takes a lot of time. You got to watch a bunch of videos, talk to a bunch of people, but if they can pay $80, which like they'll drop $80 on accident and not notice it and just get access to something that they know is real. Like they can see that the course is legit. They can see that the coaches are amazing. Then it's a no-brainer. It's like, let me just drop six figures to work with these people one-on-one, solve my actual problems instead of spending hours on the course and trying to get through, you know, one group coaching call a day to get the same info.
Right. So people can join the paid community, not really as a first date, but like kind of just to dip their toe in the water, see if these guys are legit, and then they'll basically sell themselves and ascend themselves into the high ticket offer if they're right for it.
That's the biggest thing. And you know, there's so much commonality between that approach on school and what actually works on content, like what's actually working for me and my clients, is that this organic content that we're making is essentially like a lead magnet. It's essentially like giving people a taste of who you are and what you do. And if you make memes and silly stuff on the internet to get views and, you know, decrease your brand reputation for the sake of having reach and engagement, people aren't going to take you seriously. But if you look at the guys like Hormozy, who are actually providing value in their free content, there's an incredible amount of pull to join him for his ascended offer, which is to partner with him in your business and give him a massive percent of your equity in the company. That's the purpose of organic content. That's the purpose of school. And it has made us an insane amount of money.
It's awesome. Daniel, how'd you get into all this? How'd you get into the content creation game? And then how did it turn into this incredible business you run today?
I loved watching YouTubers when I was growing up. Guys like Graham Stephan, Meet Kevin, you know, people that I've now met and really respect and look up to. And I just wanted to be like them. I wanted to do stuff online. I've wanted to make YouTube videos for a really long time. And when I started in my real estate journey, I had a lot of success with that. And I just started documenting the process. Eventually, I moved over to short form when that became a thing on TikTok. And that's when my brand really blew up. And I just spent years, you know, in that, mastering short form as a solopreneur. And I was really budget conscious. So I didn't have a massive team behind me. I figured it out all myself. And it actually provided to be an incredible investment in myself to learn it all myself rather than just hire a team like some of these big guys do, spend $100,000 a month and hope that it works. But that's why I'm in the position I am today. It took a few years, but I figured it out. And I've learned from a lot of other amazing people that are now also on my team helping our clients succeed.
That's awesome. And what was the transition like from being able to crack and understand how to make your own content go viral to then doing this for somebody else who maybe doesn't have the communication nuances that you have, doesn't have the camera experience, doesn't think in short form structure the way that you trained yourself to do over the years. What was that transition like?
Here's the thing. Once you know how to do it yourself, once you like really know what's going on, you don't just get lucky a few times, but you really deeply understand it after years of practice, you become a great teacher. And not to hype myself up, but all of our coaches on our team have years of experience, like billions of views doing this. And it's the easiest thing for them to plug and play their framework into a client. And the simple stuff like setting up a camera, mic, like literally that takes an hour. We have it in our course, shows you exactly what to buy, how to set it up. That's easy. The scripting process is tough, but if you can work with an expert to script your actual content, we operate on a I do it, we do it, you do it model, and that right. handoff becomes really smooth. So that's how we've approached the more technical parts of content creation.
I love one of the metrics that you use is average views per video, and your average views per video across your portfolio is insane. Like, you know, it's the sort of views and the level of views where people starting off in their content creation journey, they're like, if I just had one video that hit that, but you're like, no, this is like what we consistently hit video after video after video. Whenever you average it all out, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it plays back into the quality versus quantity equation. Like if you're trying to get 300,000 views on 300 videos, you're going to spend a lot of time making videos. But if I can show you how to do 300,000 views on a single video that takes a minute to film, just like all the other 300 videos would, the lever just gets so much bigger. And especially for business owners where like time is a consideration, you can't be spending 40 hours a week on content just to hope that you get 300,000 views. But if I could just show you how to do it in one video, like content makes sense.
Yeah. And I think it's a mistake that a lot of people when they start off fall into is they'll put the 40 hours per week into their content, into their socials before they even really think about building the business or having, you know, their systems in place or their structure in place. Cause there's this idea of like, if only I can make it big online, then ... Whereas, you know, I guess it's just a economic reality as well, is you guys like to work with people who are very clear on their offer. They're very clear on what they're selling. They've got a high ticket product, because then once the eyeballs come, they actually have something to sell and distribute across the new audience.
That too. But also just like understanding the level of proficiency that you have to make content that's successful. Because again, your competition isn't like the other guy, you know, selling the same thing you're selling. Your competition is literally Grant Cardone, Alex Hormozi, Gary Vee, because they are one swipe above you and one swipe below you. And if your content isn't as interesting, they're going to swipe up or down to get to the next piece of content that is. So when you enter the landscape of organic social media, it's not like any other landscape out there. The floor to entry is so incredibly high because all of the competition that's competing for views, whether they're in the same product or not, they're getting your audience's attention on social media. Those guys are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. And the strategy that you have to use to compete with them is so much different than any other type of business.
So what is the strategy? Like, give us a little bit of free value. Like for the person listening, they've just started their school, they're looking to grow on their social medias. Like, how would you coach them? How would you advise them in that journey?
So we actually built a very sophisticated piece of software for this. We call it our AI viral video database. We have it hosted on a Notion template. And what this piece of software does is it scrapes the entire internet for the best performing short form content across Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. And what comes out is several thousand of the best videos from people like Cardone, Hormozi, Gary Vee, all with hundreds of thousands, if not millions or tens of millions of views. And we tell all of our clients, whether they're full stack, whether they're, you know, well, if they're full stack, they get a custom viral video database to their competitors. But if they're just in the school group, it's an incredible amount of value to see what the top 3,000 pieces of content actually look like. And that's where the research starts. If you're gonna try to compete with the best, you need to deeply understand exactly what's working for them and find out ways to mimic that success for yourself. And I can promise you, it's not going to be in the caption colors. It's not going to be in the sound effects. Like, that's not it. It's the message that they're saying. But there's so many complex elements to having a video be successful. It's like asking what ingredient in a chocolate chip cookie is like the best ingredient. Like, is it the baking soda? Is it the egg? What is it? And it's all of them, really. And how you put them all together and the process of preparation that makes it special.
Mm. When it comes to scripting, what are some big mistakes you feel like people who are just starting off make? Let's talk specifically about short form content.
Understanding what the goal of the video is the biggest mistake. They just want to make videos. They're like, I like this topic. I'm going to talk about it. Well, the goal is not for you to like what you're talking about. The goal is for your audience to like what you're talking about. And beyond that, what's the goal? Like, do they just like it? Is that the purpose? Do you want more views? Do you want more likes? Do you want more comments? Do you want more followers? Do you want more conversions to your page? All of these are different metrics that you can optimize a video for, and understanding exactly what you're going for is the whole purpose. And with my clients, I break it down into a funnel system. So like, you've got top of funnel videos that get millions of views at almost any cost. You've got middle of funnel videos that portray you as the expert so that those millions of people know you as the expert. And you've got bottom of funnel videos, which are specifically crafted for conversions, either, you know, engagement conversions, so comments, DMs, or conversions to your sales pages and your products. And knowing where you are in that funnel and what the purpose of every single video is before you start scripting it is super important.
Dude, that's insanely valuable. I love that. What is the expert experience observation continuum?
Oh man, so glad you called that out. That is actually, I take it back. That's the biggest mistake that people make.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, when people start on social media and they think that they're the expert, which they very well could be. Maybe they made a few hundred thousand dollars. Maybe they made a couple million. They come on the internet. They say, I'm the expert. Believe me. Man, there are so many experts on the internet. Are you kidding me? Like, no one cares. Kick rocks. And people are just not going to pay attention to your video because everyone thinks that they're super rich and famous and handsome and whatever else on the internet. So to compete, you can't just have the trust me mentality, which is like the expert mentality. You got to shift a little bit further down that continuum to talking about your experience. So you can say, when I made my first million, this is what I did. But when I made my next 9 million, I changed this. And because you're just talking about your experience, it's really hard to refute. People right. can't come into the comment section and immediately think like, what a loser this guy, you know, is pretending to be an expert when he's never actually done it. I'm just talking about my experience, dude. This yeah. has nothing to do with other people. And sometimes it makes sense to even go further down that continuum. And rather than talking about yourself and hyping yourself up, make yourself even more accessible by talking about how other people have become successful. Some of the biggest content creators do this by piggybacking on other people's success. So they'll talk about big people like Elon Musk, Hormozy, Cardone, you know, all of the big pillars that are well recognized, and they'll just make an observation of what worked for them and structure the content and the script around what's worked for someone else. Because if you take the credit and pretend to be the expert yourself, it's really easy to knock you down. But if you're just making an observation about something that's actually true, it's very hard to refute.
Gold, Daniel. Absolute gold. Final question, dude. For someone who's just started off on school, they're building out their community, they've got their niche, they've got their offer. Like, you've been on the platform for a while now, you're using it to great success. What advice would you give to that person whenever it comes to building their community and succeeding on the platform?
Do organic content. And I know that the pushback I'm going to get on this is because, like, I teach how to do organic content. I've got numbers to back it up. That I made a YouTube video a little while back breaking down the actual revenue of where it came from my personal community. And, you know, about $7,000 in ads got me $1,000 in school income. About $70,000 in ads got me indirectly $4,000 of school income. But 7 organic videos got me thousands and thousands of dollars of school income. And if you can just figure out how to do organic videos, connect with an audience online, reach millions of people, and then even if 0.001% of those convert to your paid community, you're going to make a lot of money.
Daniel, man, thanks for your time. Loved it. There'll be a link to Daniel's school in the description if you're interested in finding out more. Even if you don't join his community, dude, his sales letter is like really, really good. I mean, you wouldn't expect anything else based on what you've heard today, but highly recommend even going and just watching that for an education in and of itself. I watched it on the sofa with my wife, who like not in the industry whatsoever. She comes from like a nursing background, and she was like, dude, that sounds really good. You should sign up for that. And I was like, you got Jackie? Like, dude, that's insane. So yeah, thanks for spending the time with us, and I wish you every success, man.
Thanks, Matt.